I'm Abu Sufyan Abdurazik. I'm a Canadian. For about last year, I have lived inside the Canadian embassy in Sudan. For the last 6 years, I have been in Sudan against my will because the government of Canada will not let me go home to Montreal to see my children and my friends. The government of Canada does not let me go back home because it falsely accused me of being a terrorist. In 2003, I traveled to Sudan to visit my sick mother. Without telling me, agents from CSIS recommended to Sudan that I should be arrested. I was thrown in prison because Canada asked. I was imprisoned and beaten and almost died. I was tortured. The Canadian government knows that Sudan tortured prisoners, but it did not help me. Instead, the Canadian government sent CSIS agents to get me in the prison. My lawyers have documents to prove all this. For 6 years, I have tried to go back home to my children, but the Canadian government took my old passport and will not give me another one. Without a passport, I cannot travel. So I have been in Sudan against my will for 6 years now. I have been imprisoned and tortured. I am safer now because I live in the Canadian embassy. But I miss my children in Canada. They've grown up and my ex-wife died. My teenage daughter is an orphan now. And still the Harper government does not let me to go home. All this happened to me because the Harper government says that I am an Islamic extremist. This is a lie. I am a Muslim and I pray to my God. But this does not make me a terrorist or a criminal. My lawyer has letters from both RCMP and CSIS that say I am not involved in any criminal activity. Why would Canada police say I am not involved in a criminal activity? I were a terrorist? Would the Canadian government let me leave and sleep inside the walls of the Canadian embassy if I was a terrorist? Let me tell you a story. In March 2008, Mr. Deepak Opari, the parliamentary secretary to Prime Minister Stephen Harper, came to Sudan to talk to me. I believed with him that I wanted to go home to kind of see my children. But Mr. Opari and the Prime Minister did nothing. In March 2008, the Opari personally inspected my wound from being tortured in Sudanese prison. I showed Mr. Opari the scar on my body and back from being beaten. He saw that I was tortured, but he did not help me. I understand Mr. Opari and the Prime Minister refused to discuss my case and many other cases of Muslims, of Canadian Muslims in trouble now. Do they think we are not a real Canadian? I tell you, I'm a Canadian, and so are my children. They are born in Canada. The Prime Minister has blue eyes and white skin, and the Governor General is a black lady. Is one of them more Canadian than the other? I know many Canadians of all colors, religions are trying to help me. I pray for you. And I want to thank you so much. My lawyer have worked for free for over a year. Almost 200 people have given money and bought my a ticket to come home. Many people have sent me letters to the embassy, which is are full of love and hope. You have never met me, but I thank you in my prayers every day. I want to fly home on every third, celebrate with you, inshallah. All these gentle people who are helping me come from all colors and all religions. They belong to the church and teach in school. But the Harper government threatened to charge them for aiding the terrorism just because they bought my plane ticket to return home. Shame on you. Shame on you. Why would you want to charge Canadians who just want to help. When the Canadian police say, I'm not a terrorist, do not be cruel this way. It is very lonely to live in the embassy, and I am sick and suffering. I hope to fly home and share an appropriate cell. But if I am denied a passport, I would wait so my case go to the court. I know that my fellow Canadians are not to be blamed for my situation, and even the RCMP say I am innocent. It is only Mr. Harper and his officials who do not let me go back to Canada. But for my fellow Canadians who understand that I just want to go home, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for helping me. When I'm finally allowed to return to Canada, I hope I can meet all of you and say thank you for the love and support that you've given me with your kindness and good wishes. You are always in my prayers, and God bless you, all of you.